Here's a thought I'll title, The Additive Process. Has it ever occurred to you that virtually every art medium you can think of is an additive medium? That is to say, a musician starts off with a blank piece of paper and adds notes and rests and etc. A painter starts off with a blank canvas and adds paint and brushstrokes. A poet starts off with a blank piece of paper and adds words. Except photographers. Ours is not an additive process. Ours is probably the only art medium in the world, at least the only one I can think of, that is subtractive. We start with a scene that is filled with details, and the lens will capture every single detail. But what our job is to figure out which of those things that are in the world are important and ought to be included, and which ought to be subtracted. I've always thought it was hilarious, the idea that Ansel Adams proposed the most useful tool a photographer could own is a 12-gauge shotgun. I don't think that's actually a true story about Ansel Adams, but it could be. And it's funny, because how many times have you seen some odd branch on a tree you'd like to just get rid of? Like I say, ours is the only medium that is based on subtraction. And up to now, subtraction was fundamentally a process of finding where to stand, hence that old photographic maxim that the most important decision in photography is where to stand, and what to include in the frame of the image. So where you're pointing your camera, in other words, and what focal length may be that you're using that includes and excludes certain things. That's the way photography has been since its inception. And the only additive variation that I can think of in photography is, for example, the photography of Mortensen, where he would dress up his models in period costumes and fanciful costumes that could emulate Greek mythology or some such thing. He was adding things, but what he was adding was not something in the photographic process, but something in the scene itself. And the same thing takes place even today. I'm not opposed at all to moving a limb or a rock or a leaf or whatever out of the way of my photograph if I need to. We can alter what the camera sees, but we do so by physically altering what's in front of the camera that it can see. We do not use the additive process. Until now, anyway. And with digital photography and some of the latest things that are going on, you can remove trees and branches and cars and buildings and people and etc. by simply highlighting them or selecting them in your software and removing them. That's one of the latest features, just come out in the last year or so. And it's great. It's going to salvage a lot of photographs. It's going to improve a lot of photographs, I think. It's also quite risky for documentary photography, but that's another discussion entirely. The point is, it is still a subtractive sort of thing, which is, like I say, unique to photography. But we can also now just begin to play around with the additive process through AI. We don't even have to do additive imagery. We can add something to our images with words, and then through the magic of the technology, it'll find an image that will exchange our words with a visual that we can add to the picture. But to be honest, most of the work I've seen here in the early days of that feature has been not all that interesting, and I think it will be. I'm not opposed to it, at least not philosophically opposed to it when it comes to art making, but I do think it's so different from what photographers have done throughout the entire history of photography being a subtractive medium, that it's going to take a while for people to figure out how to do additive creative actions that don't look trite or sort of gimmicky. In fact, The only method I can think of that has involved additive things to photography are the relatively small niche of photography where people will take a finished print and then paint on it or draw on it or write on it or colorize it or something like that, where you're adding something that wasn't included in the original photograph nor the processing. So it's not totally foreign to photography, but I think it is going to take us a while to figure out how to use additive creative techniques with the same kind of fluidity and comfort that painters and musicians and poets have had from the beginning of human beings' attempts to be creative.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.